Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? Happy New Year and all that.
Yeah, well, I'm back. We don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I'm back.
Well, if you're going to have to be everywhere in the dimensions, we're going to have to track you down.
I know. Either that or I'm going to have to wear lead around my ankles.
Or something. Some part of yourself here, okay?
Oh, geez. All right, everybody. Tonight, buckle up. We're in for quite a ride, and boy, are we ever. We're going to talk about navigating to these fast energies and all the miracles and the magic and the change and all these unexpected happenings at every turn. And, you know, it's pretty damned exciting. It's also about dreaming bigger than we've ever dreamed before and at the same time allowing the universe to bring us something even greater, which is hard for us really to imagine. But it's time for it, guys. It really is. Show dedication to the courage of the human spirit. And I salute all of you. You're all so amazing. As we face so many changes and such chaos, for all of humanity to step into their courage to be the bridge for love and change. So I'll just say that I kind of left the planet for about 4 days. And my hat off to the solar eclipse of January 4th.
Sounds like that your head went off, too.
Yeah, it did. And it's still off tonight. I'm still dealing with these massive headaches. Evidently, I am officially going to be the big giant head. There is no question in my mind.
Max so Headroom? Max Headroom?
No, the other one. John Lithgow's program, The Big Giant Head, you know, it was Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, it was The Big Giant Head who was who they all reported to. It was very funny. Little trivia, Veronica. You know I don't have much trivia. Not planetary, anyway. So we had the solar eclipse in Capricorn last week. And it was the beginning of a lunar cycle that's going to reach its climax with a full moon in Cancer on January 19th. Now, I will be strapped into the house with literally, you know, I'm going to be sitting on a big giant piece of obsidian. So we have this 2 weeks of energetic instability, which we're all feeling, and learning how to create new emotional stability from the inside out, which I think is really interesting. A level of inner security that's not dependent on outer circumstances, love that, but is constantly with us because it's a part of us.
I could use a little more of that right now.
I think we all could. This is going to be another full moon at this last critical degree of a sign. And we've had a slew of these. So
5, I think, eh?
Yeah, I think so. So with the full moon on the 19th in Cancer, themes are healthy boundaries, nurturing, emotional sensitivity, which I don't know about you guys, but I don't need any more of, and letting go of the past. Oh, hello.
Oh, Lord.
Right. So, as Veronica very well knows, this eclipse hit me like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And, you know, they scheduled it for me anyway. It happened. My son was scheduled to leave town, and he no sooner was out of the driveway than I was out of my body, and I didn't return until he opened the front door and came back on Sunday night, and it was just amazing. I felt myself drop back in with a thud. It was actually uncomfortable. And and I really did feel like my head was just, the top of my head was going to come right off. It was so painful.
Wow.
So, absolutely nothing touched the pain, nothing. Thank God I had a girlfriend who had pain pills. Otherwise, I would not have made it, or at least it didn't feel like it. You know, obviously I would have made it. They must think I'm a lot tougher than I think I am. I'm not always sure what I'm thinking. And
I don't think they have the same kind of sensibilities as we do.
Obviously not. Yeah, obviously not. What I found interesting, though, is I would wake up at intervals and not know where I was. But I was controlling instruments and things with one hand.
Wow.
And then doing something else with my other hand, which I'm fascinated by that. But I couldn't stay awake long enough to kind of, you know, to have any sort of sensibility to be able to kind of determine what my experience was, and boom, I was gone again. So I found that very, very interesting. It was interesting because I had clients that saw me aboard ship during this 4 days. So I must have been having a party out there. or something.
The new politics, the new kind of party.
Evidently. And, you know, it's interesting. I had people calling each other from different parts of the country saying, send an ambulance, she's dying, and all this stuff, you know. And, I mean, I was really cognizant of the fact that no doctor could help me. And, you know, by the time they'd get done with all the tests, they'd be scratching their heads going, we don't have a freaking clue what's wrong with her. And so, and, you know, I had these amateur diagnoses and everything from the flu to a stroke to, you know, it was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, this is like the old, it's been like that opening up, hasn't it? You know, we used to
God.
You don't
well,
know if you're getting a sinus condition or whether your third eye's opening.
exactly. Well, we're all going through a tremendous clearings right now. And, you know, I'm seeing it in the power retrievals with the team. They're just going for the jugular. And, I mean, we're going to cosmic. You know, I keep thinking every session, oh, my God, we're not. And, I mean, the big cosmic stuff is coming up. I know this is a big part of what I'm going through is a big cosmic clearing. You nailed it, Veronica. I give you kudos for that one because my chiropractor knew, but he was the only person, and then you nailed it as well. What's interesting, though, is that we have so many people of our group that listen to the show that are also going through the same thing. And you've just been through one yourself, haven't you?
Huge, huge, huge.
Do you want to share a little bit of that?
Well, I have to be a little cautious, but I went through a family of origin thing one more time, and I was really, I called you, I was really fragile, and I just couldn't even imagine getting through, and all of a sudden I'm like, da-da, here I come, ready or not. I'm happy.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, did that really happen? But it was incredible, wasn't it?
These things can feel while you're going through them. As though you're coming apart at the seams, literally, coming apart at the seams. And the physiological symptoms are so damn varied. And, you know, I'm saying this for everybody that's listening. They run the gamut.
I felt a kind of a weight in me, and it was really weird, but it seemed to clear over a period of 3 or 4 days, but it was really heavy and moved up through me like it was a thing, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. It's a thing, all right. I mean, mine, of course, is always in my urinary system, mm-hmm. but it also went through my lungs, my sinuses, and of course, my brain. And you know, I think the only thing that got off scot-free was, you know, my legs and my arms. That was about it. Everything else was a mess.
I think my legs were weighted down. They were full of marbles or something.
So, you know, I'm talking to people with lots of different and varied symptoms. Again, we're getting this same thing where people are going through their day and all of a sudden have this call that they're to get in bed immediately, that they have work to do, you know, on the other side of the veil. And, I mean, it's not optional. It's like when it comes, it's so strong that you just can't fight it. And the food cravings are, I don't know about you, Veronica, but so many, especially my super healthy people, this is what makes me giggle so much. They're living on chocolate and coffee and, and you know, I have to say this, darling Laura, who is my health food nut, and Natalia, between the two of them, you know, I'm like, but I'm as guilty as the rest of them. I'm having a hard time getting through without doing coffee, which is really unusual for me. And
I have to admit that I've just been drinking one or two cups a day, which I haven't drunk any for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I need it. Yes, there seems to be some real grounding in it, something in it that seems to get us through. I'm not sure what wave we're riding on that one.
Isn't that funny? Is that part of a clearing, I think, eh?
Don't know. Natalia brought up that in one of the, some clearing bath that she was taking, the woman that put these together used coffee in one of them, and it was, had something to do with clearing as well. So, you know, very possible. I really don't have a freaking clue. And, of course, I have to put cream in my coffee, so that means I'm phlegmy all day long. And so today I didn't do coffee. I'm not as phlegmy. I'm fine. But
phlegmatic.
I'm sorry?
Phlegmatic.
Yeah, right.
Well, I wonder what my excuse is. I'm really big into peanut butter again. That's always where I head.
Isn't that, see, I can't do peanut butter, but I think that's interesting that, again, we're looking at that and sushi, but I only do cooked sushi. I don't do raw, but shellfish. So anyway, I just want to say that we really have to be, I know it's hard for me to even say these words, everyone, we really are having a marvelous opportunity right now to clear not only human lifetimes but cosmic stuff and cosmic woundings and trauma and pain. I will not say that it's easy and fun, okay? Mm-hmm.
Funny sometimes because it seems like it's so heavy and then it's so funny. I don't know. I'm going back and forth like that.
Yes. Well, I did have this sensing, and you know, I tend to be so dramatic anyway because I always figure I'm dying. When I go through it, it just is so unbelievably uncomfortable that there just isn't anything that doesn't hurt. And I think, and I kept thinking, you know, there wasn't very much of me left in the body. And I'd wake up and I'd smile and I'd think, it's okay, at least I'm clearing all this cosmic stuff. What a wonderful opportunity, you know, to have that on Earth. And I'm thinking, are you out of your freaking mind? You know, I mean, it's true, but oh, God, I felt bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you know, the great thing is that afterwards, again, the clarity and everything that comes through the sessions is so, it's like they're stepping it up, and I can't say that I'm not participating in this. Of course I am. I don't want to say that, you know, they're dictating to me because that's not really the case. It just feels like it, and I could pretend that, but I know better. So in my notes, I wrote, look at every challenge as a milestone, something bigger than you can understand with your conscious mind. That I wrote for me. The other thing I want to talk about is all the realms are in right now, and they're in big. Fairy realm, angelic realm, beings of light. I mean, the elementals, everything, earth spirits, everything is in huge. I have lost my dogs. They have created a separate world. Now, it's cold here, and I have little Maltese, and they're not, you know, they don't do cold weather. Needless to say, they are incredibly spoiled. My little 4-pound Maltese has developed a relationship with the tree in the backyard. And from what I can tell, the fairies have created a sacred space back around the corner of the house that you can't even get to. It's an obstacle course. And she, from the moment the sun goes down, she is out there with that giant tree and the fairies. And I can't get her in. And I go out there, and just as I get her in the house to try to go around to get Merlin, my other dog, zoom, she's back out there with the tree. It's the cutest thing I have ever. And when she goes into this little maze around this tree, I lose her. She turns into something different. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And even in the daytime, she'll go out and sit on the wound-up hose and just stare at the tree.
Aww.
But they have this relationship, and I've never seen anything like it. And she's even got Merlin, who is not the brightest little coconut in the grove, but she will get him back there, too. And it's amazing. I'm just watching what's going on going, wow. Because you don't really think of fairies in Las Vegas. You know, it's just shape-shifting. This has been fascinating to me. And now, you know, it's me, and I could write it off to, oh, Jackie, it's just you. But I am seeing things, and then a few days later looking at them, they're totally different. And I'm having things come into my experience that I believe are one thing, and a couple of days later completely change. And I'm like, even solid things, and I'm going, wow. Okay, and, you know, granted, I've been in and out of body, and I'll write it off, part of it off to that, but I can't write it all off to that. Literally watching things shift, shape shift into something else. And I'm like, wow, this is so fascinating. You talk about reality being malleable. I'm like,
well, actually, I've had my own version of that, but I've been thinking that it's possible outcomes are sort of revealing themselves like more than one at a time period. They flash by.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite what you're saying, but that's what I've been experiencing.
Yes. Oh, no. It's true. It's like, and I know where you'll look at something as a possible outcome if you're looking at something for somebody else. And it looks like this, and all of a sudden it shifts, and then it shifts. And literally you're popping into other dimensions or parallel realities. And those parallel realities are just flipping by.
Well, and I'll see it on the earth plane where I'll be driving a car, and I'll see several different things could happen, say, on the road or an intersection. You see what I mean? And it's like,
yes.
And I'm going, oh, those are just possibilities. That's all that is.
That's exactly what they are.
And it's happening so much that I'm kind of used to it right now.
Again, possibilities that become probabilities that become parallel realities.
Yeah.
And you're watching that process of the shift from this to this to this to this.
Fascinating.
Good girl.
Yeah.
This is exciting stuff, Veronica.
It really is, yes.
It also, becoming the observer of that, if you play with it a little bit further, because as the observer, you're going to impact it.
Right.
And then put your spin on it, as long as it's positive, of course. Put a positive spin and then watch to see if it shifts to the positive, to the positive, to the positive. Because this is where we're going. These very intricate, very exciting kinds of reality.
And I want to say this, that it seems that it was very, for me, it was very important for me to scour another level of third dimensional origin in order to get free to do that more.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You're talking family of origin, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But it
that's
to be
the freeing. The team, and this is, you know, where they've really pulled out the stops,
mm-hmm.
is that in order for us to be able to do what we came here to do, whatever is necessary to clear is moving through so rapidly, not always comfortably. But the acceleration is, you can't ignore the acceleration. The acceleration is coming along. Obviously, we've all decided that we want to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what meeting we were in, but somebody should slap everybody.
Get a grip here.
You really. I mean, you know, I think that we come up with this stuff on the other side of the veil and think it's really exciting and fun, but then we have to walk through it, and it's not always that easy.
Putting all your cells in alignment, hello.
Oh, Lord. Love, this is so big. And I'm sitting here with a heart crystal in my hand. And it's interesting because this, I always hold two specific crystals when I'm opening up the portal for sessions. And this crystal has asked to be held during every session, not only at the opening, but through the whole session. More than ever before, more than ever before, sending the message to the universe that I am willing to be loved. And it's the multiverse, not just the universe. They have been waiting for us to be willing to be loved. And, you know, it's so ironic because people have spent lifetimes trying to earn God's love, trying to earn the love of the cosmos, earn the love of Christ, earn the love of whatever, believing that they were less than and they had to earn it. And the secret was always the willingness to receive it.
Hmm.
And my mantra before every session in my personal thing that I do, not when I'm on phone, is I am willing to be loved. I am willing to be loved. I am willing to channel love, and I am willing to anchor love. And I can feel the energy of that and what it's pulling in. And I've had some major miracles in my life, and I know that's what it's about. So I'm really, I can't say that. I mean, the team has been talking it to every about it to every single. That's what they're working with everybody in the dream state on. That willingness to be loved.
I bought myself a new mug that says on it, "Guess how much I love you." It's for me.
Oh, cute. Well, you see, and again, Veronica, we're used to giving love.
Yes.
Okay.
Or channeling it. Yes.
But this is about receiving it. We're the ones that have pinched ourselves up off from the love of God. God never pinched us off. We pinched ourselves off. And that's, you know, the more I've played with that and the more I've listened to them, the more I realize how powerful that statement is. It's us that, because of the, you know, collective belief system and the conditioning on this planet. And remember, we come in feeling flawed and feeling separate. So immediately we're cut off the minute we hit the planet.
Mm.
And it's pretty big stuff. But this, that particular energy can change our whole reality. The other thing is, and it was in the title of the show, about dreaming big. And at the same time, allowing that no matter how big we dream, that the universe may have something even greater for us, that God may have something greater for us, that the goddess may have something greater for us. And so it's having the humility to go into every dream that we have, allowing that it could be something even more wonderful, even greater. And I think that we've been so used to thinking small and feeling unworthy in lots of ways because we haven't mastered it. We haven't figured it all out. We haven't healed at all. And you know this one, Veronica, every time we go back through another layer of whatever, be it family of origin or physical issues or, you know, which are tied to other issues. And, you know, we think, crap, I should be through this stuff, you know, and beat ourselves
not
up.
Not this again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, and it makes us question, you know, did we miss something? Are we doing it right? We talked about the chocolate and the coffee. I'm still giggling about that. You know, in terms of grounding, and I do want to say this, I have some drops that a dear client gave me years ago, and they're from Giant Redwoods. And you can't find them anymore. They don't make them unless, Veronica, in your travels, you happen to encounter them.
I haven't yet, but I'll look.
And the best grounding, and it was, I was talking to Natalia earlier, and she said, go take some of those. And I went, oh, yes, I forgot I had them. And because I treat them like gold. I ration them to myself. And but I'm so bad at this point, I couldn't even look at a pair of white underwear. I mean, this makes me laugh so hard. If it's not black, I'm not wearing it anywhere. Just trying to stay grounded.
Hematite.
Yeah, well, I've got hematite. But you have to be careful with hematite that it's clear.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of hematite, but finding the clear pieces. I have a giant obsidian that I keep on the healing table that's lovely. Hematite is good, but if it's not clear properly, it can be a problem. Headaches, back of the head, the God mind, and frontal lobes, a lot of this. Have you been having any problems with that, Veronica?
No, actually, I haven't.
Good girl. Pain in the neck.
I have other problems. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pain in the neck, pain between the shoulder blades.
Yes.
I've had a lot of people besides myself with bladder. Lots of left side stuff, feminine stuff still coming up for men and women. And what I'm finding on power retrievals, huge changes in the chakras where people are having lots of symptoms in the chakra that we're working in because it's amplified down into these into these cosmic levels. So I had one client who said, I never have a stomach ache, and I said, yeah, what? Welcome to the world of power retrieval. We were in her second third chakra. So and we talked about your sudden awakenings. And I had a wonderful client that I adore who literally awakened from the dream overnight and became a totally different person.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally different person in his relationship with his family, with his life partner, in every way. Did not understand. I mean, it was very overwhelming to this person. Okay, how for 17 years they could have been so totally, I hate to always use the word wrong, but looking at a situation in a complete reverse. Here we go with the shape shifting thing. Okay, seeing it in a totally different way, and waking up one morning with complete clarity. And then trying to dig your way out after, you know, if you can imagine making your life partner angry for 17 years. And I'm just
you mean they didn't get along for all that time?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And trying
Did
to build
they stay
back.
Together?
Yes, they actually separated their homes. They built a dividing wall in the same house. It's a great story. It's a chapter in the book. And trying to restructure their life and trust and love is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
But they didn't divorce.
They did not. Well, they weren't married.
Oh.
But they didn't, you know, do the final. So, although it was imminent. And this person had actually, the partner had actually found another person because they'd been rejected so much, they were just like, what the heck? And after being told it was over, it was over. But it's such a thrilling, and of course, we worked with them both before and after. And what's so interesting is in working with him after, in reading the reality, it's like a complete shift in the reality. It went 180 degrees. Amazing. And so I'm talking about this because I think it's important for people to realize this is possible now, people. For those of you who've had relationships with people, be they siblings, family, you know, lovers, whatever, brothers, sisters, you name it, it is possible right now for that to completely reverse. You can't hold out hope for it. I mean, this is not about sitting around going, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. But if it were to happen, okay, you know, take some time to be certain that it's solid. But the possibility exists because if it exists for one person, it exists for all people. Whether or not everybody can tap into it is another thing, but just playing with that possibility is incredibly exciting. Because I know people that I've sworn unless they were hit by lightning, they would never change.
But if the lightning comes up through us, what are you going to do?
Right. And I mean, so I guess that possibility does exist.
And maybe the I was just thinking the catalytic force of someone pulling away entirely is really going to impact the people anyway, isn't it?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so if you're in a relationship and you pull away entirely, that's going to be more of an impetus for that other person to awaken or go through some kind of big shift.
Well,
as if you argued with them.
That didn't happen. In other words, he had no knowledge of it prior to making the shift.
Mm.
So if that could have been the catalyst, and I would have agreed with you, okay,
mm-hmm.
that had there been knowledge of that, that would have been enough of a catalyst, but he had no knowledge.
Interesting.
Nor caring. Right. How
isn't that
interesting
great?
Is that?
Don't you love magic?
Ooh. Yes, and not only towards the life partner, but towards the life partner's family, who he'd been at odds with for 17 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It extended all the way out. It wasn't just the one person. And the revelations and the clarity with what he sees now versus what he was seeing before. Again, I kind of play with this in the whole shape-shifting thing, is that all of a sudden the whole reality completely shifted.
Did he get a whack to the head?
Huh?
Did he have a whack
to the head? No. That's very, very funny. No, actually, he was having experiences with the team, however. And he was calling because they were really, this was really some big stuff. And it was, you know, and I'm certain not just the team, but also his own star family and friends and guides. And but this was really big stuff. And to see him go through, and this is something, I just love this person. I've known them for years and years. So it, really quite an extraordinary story. But it certainly opens up the realm of possibilities. But remember, you can't get invested in this happening. Just create an allowance that if it's supposed to happen within your sphere, it's possible.
Of course, I keep hearing it can happen in an instant, but we don't. I never see that evidenced very often.
I did, you know, and I've walked through it almost weekly with him, sometimes twice a week, going, "Holy mackerel!"
That's great. How inspiring. How wonderful.
I think it's so exciting. So this last piece, and then I'm going to bring the team in. I can't channel very long tonight just because my brain is so sensitive, which is really, it's taken on a life of its own. I'm telling you, big, giant head. It's not like my head's not big enough already. an article that Natalia sent, she had just gotten on her cell phone. I thought this was fascinating. A group of astrologers are now saying that the astrological breakdown is incorrect. a shift in the sky over the millenniums altered your zodiacal sign. The star doctors say Earth right now is in a totally different spot in relation to the sun and its equatorial alignment than it was 3,000 years ago. That's when the 12 zodiac signs were assigned. So they have the new assignment, and this has to do with the Earth's wobble and blah, 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 okay, and the one-month bump. And but they have added a sign, which I thought was really interesting, called, and I'm going to, trust me, I'm going to kill this word, Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is a rarely used astrological sign not included in most versions of the zodiac, also known as Serpentarius. And it sits between Scorpio and Sagittarius. So it then backs everything up so that, you know, if you were, what sign are you?
Brooke. Gemini.
Okay, you're Gemini born on what day and month?
23rd of May.
Okay, so for the 23rd of May, you would then become a Taurus.
Oh.
So you would no longer be a... How interesting is that?
Well, that's what my mother was, so who knows?
So anyway, I found it... It was just kind of an interesting little piece I thought I'd include because, you know, the way that everything is changing, it just keeps saying to me, nothing is solid. Nothing is solid. Let me bring in the team. All right. Good to be with everyone. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. It's been a while.
And to you. Yes,
yes, we miss being on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
And being with all of you, not to say that we don't visit you, but to share. So lots of changes for everyone. And we have the lovely opportunity of listening to the channel whine, certainly more than she does on the radio show. So, but, and we congratulate you, Veronica, for moving through as rapidly as you did.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your help.
Well, you went very, very deep through the change you went through. And we certainly congratulate you for walking through the way that you did.
Thank you.
And we would say this to all of you listening who are suffering any variety of ailments right now, or anger, lots of anger surfacing. And a lot of this is anger of lineage. So we want you to be aware if you're experiencing anger that you're not certain where it's from. This has tremendous amount to do with your lineage. And so we want you to be aware so that you don't lock yourself in a closet somewhere for fear that you're going to say or do something that would be cruel to someone you love. But you may want to sit down, your loved ones down, and say, look, I'm just clearing some things that I don't mean to be cranky. Spend some time, people, really working with this energy. You can't cap it, and you can't shut it down, and you can't stick it in the closet. But as these feelings and energies come through, take some time to see what's really yours and what's coming through you. What is an imprint of your lineage? Now, this lineage stuff is really going to show up. We started telling you this as it related to eating for your blood type. We were trying to prepare you in terms of how important it was to do this to help support yourself as you're going through these lineage clearings. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. You see, eating for your blood type, going through these lineage clearings, very important. Very, very, very important. Now, for some of you, you're going to find, you know, really research, all right, my lineage is primarily this nationality or that, you know, so look at blood type. But also look at, all right, if you have a specific, very long, strong lineage of a specific nationality, all right, and you're fairly certain that they going all the way back, would have eaten this kind of food and that kind of food within the blood type itself that you currently carry. You may find that this will even enhance your strength and ability to transmute these energies. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I was just thinking, is that like getting in step with it vibrationally so you can consciously change it?
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is. Mm. It's helping to support the body to allow it to move it through more elegant.
Mm.
Now, with our channel, she started craving sushi. We were laughing, but we knew she'd figure it out. And we were laughing at her because on the mother's side, she has a strong Norwegian lineage, very long, strong, going way, way, way back. And that particular portion of her lineage, all right, did a lot of shellfish. And so when she eats the shellfish, it tends to really support her energy more than anything else. Now, it's not something she would normally have ever eaten, but she started craving it.
Hmm.
And she couldn't put together why. It took her a while to figure out why was she craving.
And is it because she was eating for her blood type, so the lineage began to emerge?
Well, you know, the chicken or the egg.
Hmm.
Yes and no. We won't say that one wouldn't preclude the other, nor would it necessarily enhance, but it's very possible. The interesting part is she has a Norwegian client, a client in Norway, and she had to ask them, do you eat shellfish there? And the answer, of course, was yes, because she couldn't put it together. But it supports her physiologically. So this is why we say, kind of look at some of these things for all of you within your blood type. Within your blood type, that very important right now to support that energy for yourself as you're doing these deep, deep, deep clearings, because you're clearing not only on your familial lineage, all right, blood type, which is going all the way back, but also cosmic. Also cosmic. So what that does is it kind of cleans up the pipes, if you will, to allow for these other energies to move more rapidly, more cleanly. Now we're going to tell you the other piece here with the opening of the stargate is one of the reasons, although the chapel didn't know this at the time, and that's all right, one of the reasons for the opening of the stargate was to allow more direct, cleaner, clearer contact with all other realms, levels, and dimensions. Now, why through the stargate would it be cleaner and clearer? Because you don't have to go through the astral realm. You understand?
Yes, that's great.
So you're bypassing astral, which allows you to get a cleaner, clearer transmission.
Mm-hmm.
No interference, you see. So now you start kind of clearing those pipes out, all right? You're clearing out the lineage pipes and clearing out the access pipes over here. You're going to get much faster movement, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Much faster movement. So in your case, Veronica, you see, to come back another round of this or that, or in your case, we don't want to say too much on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But what you needed to clear, do you see how it came through? Really, boom.
Mm, knocked me right on my...
That's right. Came right on, didn't it?
Yeah. But it moved fast.
Yes, because you have awareness, dear one.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people out there that these things are coming on to, and they don't necessarily know what's going on, or why it's happening. And we want to assure all of you that you're going to be fine. You may have a discomfort, yes.
But it can feel debilitating, can't it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It can feel debilitating. And unfortunately, we don't discourage any of you from getting any kind of medical assistance. We don't want you trying to be a martyr here and saying, oh, well, it's just this or that. But do be aware, you go to the doctor and you have insurance and they say, gee, we can't find anything. It's not that you're making it up. Yes, you've had a problem. But it's not necessarily something that they can diagnose through the medical profession. It's more energetic, even though you feel it physiologically. So a lot of that's going to be going on. It's been going on for a while, but it's going to be more amplified now than ever before. Now,
all the way up through 2012, all the way up through the shift, or is this just...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And beyond.
Oh, my.
On beyond. Now, bear in mind, all of you are ahead of the curve. All right? Just remember that. Remember that. It's going to be a lot of disclosure this year. A lot of people turning to all of you for wisdom, knowledge, assistance. And a lot of the old belief systems are starting to break down. And break down they will. Break down, they will. We promise you that with your President Obama, whether he's reelected or not, he will not leave office without leaving a very big imprint. He will not disappoint you. Many of you felt very, very bad about supporting him and seeing the controversies that rose around him, and we want you to understand. He will not leave office, regardless of when that is, without leaving a very big imprint. And if there's going to be disclosure, it will be through him. Remember that. Just remember that. And that's the case. And it's going to be very quick. Very quick over the next couple of years. Very exciting for everyone. But lots of shift, lots of change. Now, also, we want to say to you, please be aware that you're all carrying these geometric symbols in your auric field that have become very, very active. Very active. And you may be triggering or activating people around you. Some that you didn't want to, but we do warn you that that is going on right now. So, in some cases, strangers. And it can run the gamut. It can be from people seeing you and stepping up to you and wanting to be in your energy field and engaging you in conversation without knowing you, to walking up to you in almost a look of repulsion as they move into your energy field, turning heel and walking away. Even standing in line in your grocery store. You may notice some people giving you a lovely smile and others fidgety and can't wait to get away from you.
Hmm.
All right. And again, it's not to make anybody bad or wrong. Triggering things that need to be healed. Not necessarily physical things, although they can be. But definitely unhealed aspects. That are waiting to be cleared. You're going to become more and more aware of this, especially those of you that are school teachers or in the public realms where you're encountering a lot of people. Have you encountered that at all, Veronica?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking about how hard it is to be working toward love and evolution and finding a lot of people uncomfortable around you. I've been thinking about that a lot.
And then call in more love.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's the ego that wants to say, I'm being rejected.
Mm.
But the higher part of you, the ambassador that you are, all right, will go to neutrality. To continue to channel that pure love, flooding them with love. You can't just love the good ones.
But flooding them with love does make them uncomfortable sometimes.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You become a vessel, not for your what you think needs to be done.
Right.
All right? It's opening the valve of pure, unconditional love. All right?
Awakening, eh?
And however that happens in their life, you will probably never know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will walk away. But you don't know what's going to happen to them in the next hour, 2, 10, 24, 48,
mm-hmm.
etc.
And we'll have to sign off soon. You have a minute.
All right. Now, would you like to talk about your show?
Yes, on Tuesday night, my guest is Sharon Wyeth of Nameology. He says, name the person. No, what is it? Name the name and know the person or something. I can't remember the name of her book, but it's all about the study of names and numerology and so on, and she's very good.
Excellent.
Yeah, that'll be 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and Thursday will be Radiance by Design, and we talked about love tonight and had some great calls about it, And then there's you, so that'll be at 8 o'clock next Thursday night.
Beautiful. All right. So we'd like to talk to all of you. Think of it as a fireside chat, all right? Pulling up a chair and getting real warm and cozy here, everyone. It's time to step up our intimacy. And when we say that, what we're really saying to you is to allow us in. As much as you are comfortable, we'll never force in. But also to allow in our love. Our love for you, our unconditional love for you. In the dream times while you're all together, plotting and planning and, oh, having such a good time. Working with many different beings, because there's much being done on the other side of the veil, trying to assist you wonderful, wonderful beings who moved much faster and further than was ever anticipated, ahead of schedule, many, many ways. But you're the ones that are also pushing to keep going and keep going, whether you realize it consciously or not. We would very much like to work with you in the dream state. Over the next 3 nights, we offer this to you out of our love for you. If you desire, nobody has to do this, to call us in and simply say, dear team, I am willing to be loved. I am willing to be loved. That permission is a ticket to realms you can't imagine. It's the doorway to opportunity that are more exciting than you can dream. And we are so excited to work with all of you. But when you say the words, do mean them, people. We're not talking conditional love. We're talking love in an octave that you've never known consciously. For some of you, that love might be uncomfortable because it's so real, so pure. Let in as much as you can, if you're willing. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be anything. Except for willing, giving permission. That's all that we have. And the announcement will go out. Your guides and all your unseen friends and all realms participating. All realms. Know that you are loved beyond measure. It has been a pleasure for us to be with you this evening. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And to you, dear Veronica, as well.
Thank you, and to you.
And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
And namaste.
Are we on air, Ronnie?
We're still on, but we're going to get hooked off any second.
Okay. Good night, everyone. We love you so very much. It was a joy to be with you this evening. Good night, Ronnie. I love you.
I love you, too, and take care. Stay on the planet.
I'll try. Good night.
Good night. Night, everyone.